Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
That this dopey fake impeachment hoax whistleblower thing still going on today. Ladies and gentlemen, just ignore this thing completely. It's a total political fiasco for the Democrats. It's a joke. Nadler and his merry band of political idiots are up there in the heart of the swamp and the hill right now. Yeah. Here's reason number 6,722 why we have to impeach the president for winning an election. It's just dumb. I'll get to some of that. Also, another fascinating connection, a blast from the past about the Mueller probe that has reappeared. One of their primary witnesses, who we warned you about in the past, all of a sudden's been indicted for some very, very grotesque alleged behavior. So we got a lot ahead. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Producer Joe, how are you today?
Hey, Dan, just got to say happy to be here, brother.
Oh, dude, that's...
You like that? I'm happy to be here.
Folks, you have no idea what just happened. That was very clever. Did you see me?
Yes, I did.
Getting ready to give you the T.O.?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. That's funny. Even Paula's laughing and she never laughs. See, this is why you're the best of the business. You got me there. You did.
Okay.
You got me. I'm not even kidding. You got me good on that.
I am. I'm happy.
Many of you will get the inside joke. Some of you won't, but we'll explain on another day and it'll all make sense.
We did everything.
Very well done, Joe. Very funny. Yeah. That was good. I like that. You are. You see, you're witty, unlike me.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, folks. Today's show brought to you by buddies at WaxRx. I just used, did I not, Paula? WaxRx the other day. She helped me out. The WaxRx system, you can get it by going to gowaxrx.com and use offer code Dan for free shipping. I just used this the other day. Folks, I was having a hard time hearing out of my left ear. I'm not kidding. And you're not supposed to clean your ears with those cotton swabs. You're not supposed to stick them in your ear. The WaxRx system is super easy to use. You basically drop this, it's a solution in your ear. You let it sit there for a few minutes. I just let it like kind of swish around. Then it can give you a spray bottle with a little nozzle and you gently using warm water spray and the stuff comes out of your ears. They will be super clean. You'll be like, gosh, I can hear again. It was great. They've been a sponsor for almost 2 years. And because of your support of WaxRx, Walgreens took notice and now carries it. WaxRx, listen, it's not the sexiest product to talk about, but I've had this problem wearing earpieces all day with earwax buildup. When ears aren't clean, you can't hear. They itch. It gets painful. Many people use cotton swabs. Don't do it. You're not supposed to stick those in your ear. They're for your outer ear. It can even be dangerous. Try the doctor-developed WaxRx ear wash system. It's just like the one doctors use in their office. Save the trip to the doctor's office, the copay. This is the best system out there. You can try the WaxRx ear cleaning system. Super simple. By visiting GoWaxRx.com. That's GoWaxRx.com. Use offer code Dan at checkout for free shipping or visit your local Walgreens. Don't wait. You have no idea what you're missing because of inner earwax buildup. Get it out of there. Visit GoWaxRx.com. Offer code Dan. GoWaxRx.com. Offer code Dan. All right, Joe, let's go. Ding, ding. So this, you know, on a very serious note, folks, you know, sometimes we start the show with sarcasm, sometimes humor, sometimes seriousness. You know, listen, we run the emotional spectrum, but to be as serious as a heart attack on this one, listen, folks, the Republic is collapsing right now. I mean that. Obviously, it gives me nothing but pain to have to tell you that. But the latest breach of protocol, decorum, civility by sleazeball liar conspiracy theorist Adam Schiff is most certainly a new low in American politics. What happened? Why should you care? Folks, Adam Schiff, and you'll see the story up in the show notes today, actually subpoenaed and got a hold of the phone records of President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and Devin Nunes, the ranking member on his committee, and published them in a report.
Jeez.
In an effort to advance his Ukraine gate, fake whistleblower gate conspiracy theory. Folks, we are in a new devastating point in American politics. And please, I'm begging the Republicans, if you think for a minute trying to be civil back, let's be civil and play by the rules that you're going to get any kind of brownie points from the tyrannical police state Democrats. Joe just provided your answer. Hell to the F no. Pardon my language.
Yep.
These people are done. They're all in with aggression, police state tactics, in Antifa's case, brutal violence, speech suppression. These people don't care. Spying, abuse of law enforcement, corruption, it is over. It is time to take the gloves off if you even remotely care about saving the Republic. We are now publishing the phone records of fellow congressmen trying to investigate Adam Schiff's corruption? Folks, I'm telling you, the Republic is on life support. Please heed the warnings. I am not kidding. I know everything's nice in our middle class, upper middle class communities where we're living and it doesn't seem like anything's changed. It is. This is a most certainly a new low where the sinewy binds here that tie us together between the states, otherwise known as the Constitution, is being burned. It's time to fight back. I demand, and you should demand too, as of today, we want Adam Schiff's phone records and we want him now. I want to know who he talked to. He already has a record of talking to Russian comedians. He thinks are Russians trying to get naked pictures of Trump. We already know he's a liar, made up information, a documented liar on the collusion hoax. We already know he colluded his team with people from the whistleblower staff. We already know that. I'll get to that a little bit later. Sorry for this long monologue, but it's important. We already know this guy is a documented conspiracy theorist, corrupt, fake, phony fraud. I demand his phone records today. I want to know who on the whistleblower's team he spoke to. Today, I want the phone records. There should be no further cooperation, full-blown resistance to anything else that happens, anything in the Congress, anything, until Adam Schiff produces his phone records. Play ball. Get your heads out of your asses and start playing ball. Play ball. Start dancing right now. Cut the crap. Start dancing now. This is only going to get worse. They have fabricated conspiracy after conspiracy. They have lied. They have arrested people's attorneys. They have blown attorney-client privilege. They're publishing people's phone records. I demand Adam Schiff's phone records, and everyone up in Congress should do nothing. There should be no Republican support for anything from this point forward till Adam Schiff produces his phone records too. There should be a full investigation into Adam Schiff's activities. Disgraceful what's happening here. Now, echoing this last night on Fox News was Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida, who seems to be, listen, Matt and I can agree or disagree on things. You can disagree or agree with his style or not. But Gaetz seems to be one of the only ones willing to put himself out there lately.
Yeah,
I mean, I shouldn't say that we got Jordan Collins, who's doing a good job now. We got others, too. Devin Nunes, obviously. But Gaetz said it last night on Fox. And I want you to listen to it, too.
Yeah.
Demand Adam Schiff's phone records today. Check this out.
It should be Adam Schiff sitting in that witness chair defending his work product. The Schiff report isn't the gospel. We don't just take it as an article of faith. We should be able to ask questions. But, of course, when he wants to hide in the bunker and take secret depositions, oh, then he's a special prosecutor. But when he produces his work, he doesn't actually want to have to stand behind it. Hunter Biden should be in that witness chair. And, by the way, if Adam Schiff is going to be getting the phone logs of Republicans like Devin Nunes.
Yeah.
I want to see Adam Schiff's call logs. I want to see how many times he and the members of his staff coordinated with the whistleblower, their Trump-hating lawyers, and everyone who's trying to create a frenzy for a coup when we should be working on behalf of the interests of the American people.
You're damn right. Nice job. Schiff's phone records now. Produce them. Nothing going forward. I don't care what you have to do. You want to talk about resistance? Now's the time for resistance. Real resistance to the tyranny we're looking at from the corrupt, discredited liar, Adam Schiff, who is nearly single-handedly right now dismantling the Constitution. You don't believe me about the phone records? Look, here's a screenshot from Adam Schiff's report. Here's the actual, he published this. This slimy, sleazy snake. Look at the people on this. Rudy Giuliani. Judge Sekulow. These are Trump's lawyers. Devin Nunes, a fellow member of Congress. John Solomon, a reporter. Ladies and gentlemen, This is unbelievable where we are right now. We are living in a full-blown police state tyranny right now because of the Democrats. Spying, false counter-accusations, fake whistleblower allegations, deep state swamp rats leaking classified information to the media in bed with these people to assault the presidency. You're watching the demise in live time of the big capital R Republic. You're being hyperbolic. Am I really? Your attorney's phone records, if you're the president, are being leaked in a scandal based on a fake whistleblower complaint on a charge, a quid pro quo that never happened to cover up your spying on the president of the United States. And we're all supposed to sit back and pretend none of this is happening. Am I reading this right? I've got more on this later. With some great connections by a fantastic reporter and a friend, Kerry Pickett. We used to work together, disclosure. We don't anymore. But she's at the Washington Examiner now. I got a story coming up later by Kerry Pickett about more unbelievably disturbing connections between sleazeball Schiff, the fake whistleblower, and other people who've circuitously worked their way around the federal government to make sure this president is impeached for winning an election. Before I get to that, I want to get this video of the president overseas with Justin Trudeau from Canada because, folks, yeah, I'll get to that. One quick note, the Bongino Report, BonginoReport.com. We are doing a soft launch on it today. It'll populate. It's going to take a little while to get up and running, but keep checking in on it today. Hopefully by this evening, maybe tomorrow morning at the latest. Paul is like, don't do that. Don't tell him that. Get ready. BonginoReport.com. I'm hoping to get it up today, maybe tomorrow morning. She's ready to kill me right now, but keep checking in. We will be very, very shortly getting ready to launch. You're going to love it. All right. I know. You're giving me. Yeah. She's like, I said, don't say anything. I have to. I'm really excited about it. It's great. So get ready for that. Before we get to that, here's President Trump. And the reason why, one of the reasons, again, they spied on him or trying to get rid of him. President Trump is not into the old games when it comes to international alliances, okay? Yeah. Alliances can be great. They can be counterproductive. Alliances change. Japan was once our enemy. Japan is now a friendly country. We once sought our independence from Britain, from England, and now the United Kingdom is one of our best allies, okay? Alliances can change. President Trump is very transactional and believes in realpolitik. In other words, how can this country benefit the United States right now? Which is the way an American president should be looking at all of this.
There you go.
So Justin Trudeau, the weak blackface wearing, literally, Canadian prime minister, and by weak, I mean profoundly weak, was barely reelected in a very liberal country. And I love Canadians. We have a lot of listeners up there. I mean that. Your prime minister is the worst. The prime minister, and to be fair, the Canadians have been our friends in a lot of our international military expeditions in the past, but their contributions to NATO have been quite low. I believe they're 1.27%. They should be 2%. President Trump feels like those monetary contributions should be higher, and he's not listening to anybody's junk about it anymore. So he called out Trudeau about it. Trudeau got caught on a hot mic trashing the president. So here's the president in a press conference this morning, by the way, just like with a right cross to Trudeau in front of the entire world, like I haven't seen in a long time. Check this out.
Well, he's two-faced.
Do you think that Germany's too naive?
And honestly, with Trudeau, he's a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%. And I guess he's not very happy about it. I mean, you were there, a couple of you were there, and he's not paying 2%, and he should be paying 2%. It's Canada, they have money, and they should be paying 2%. So I called him out on that, and I'm sure he wasn't happy about it, but that's the way it is. Look, I'm representing the U.S., and he should be paying more than he's paying, and he understands it. So I can imagine he's not that happy, but that's the way it is.
Listen, with all due respect, and I mean that to our Canadian brothers and sisters, there are many conservatives up there too. I get your emails, a lot of loyal listeners. No countrywide disrespect meant. The president is right. The United States makes significant investments in the security of the entire world. By the way, a policy I don't agree with. We are not the world's policemen. If we're going to be part of an international alliance in defense of freedom and liberty, then you have to spend the money to do it. And you have to buck up with the support of your military to do it as well. A lot of brave soldiers up there, tons of them, who fought with us side by side. They are our allies. But the president is transactional in this respect. Those alliances cost, they're going to cost lives and it costs money over time. You have to do the right thing. And whereas we got these focus group tested talking points in the past when it comes to foreign policy, which we don't hit a lot of on the show because there's so much going on domestically. He's not into that, the president. Trudeau, yeah, stop being two-faced. End the story. And good for you. Now you see why the Democrats see this guy as such a threat. They got to spy on him and invent hoax whistleblower cases with this ridiculous hearing. It's already going downhill now.
Well, what other club are you going to belong to if you don't pay your dues? Huh? You got to pay your dues. That's all.
Nowhere.
Right.
The answer, nowhere. You'd be booted out.
That's pretty simple.
And the it's very simple. We need 2% of your GDP allocated towards military expenditures because these operations cost money. All right, folks, I want to get to this. This is important. Before I get to Schiff again, because there's so much to get to on this alone. Mm. There was another stunning break in the collapse of the credibility of the Mueller-Weissman witch hunt. You're like, that's coming up again. The Mueller probe, it's over. I warned you about this a long time ago. A long time ago, that one of their key witnesses was implicated in debacles with the Clintons, not Trump. You may say, wait, Mueller was investigating Trump, not Clinton. I warned you about this. It has now come full circle now that the Mueller report conveniently is over. I'll get to that in a second. Let me just get to our second sponsor of the day because it's important. Policy Genius, ladies and gentlemen, we love Policy Genius. There is no easier way to shop and compare insurance quotes in Policy Genius. You can do it in just 2 minutes. Go to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com. Policygenius.com. We love them. Super easy to use. Quotes in just 2 minutes. I'm watching you struggle up there. It's already December, ladies and gentlemen. As much as we love getting seasonal, this month can be a bit stressful. We've got a long list of things to do for the holidays. If life insurance is one of those things way down your list, you're making a mistake. Life insurance is important, and Policy Genius can help you cross it off the list to help you find the right life insurance at the best price. They do all the work to help you get covered. Policy Genius makes finding the right life insurance a breeze in just minutes. Compare quotes from the top insurers to find your best price. You could save $1,500 or more by using Policy Genius to compare life insurance quotes. Once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and red tape. It makes disability, auto insurance, and home insurance easy too. If you need life insurance but aren't sure where to start, start at policygenius.com. Policygenius.com just takes minutes to find the right life insurance policy, apply, and cross another thing off your to-do list. Policygenius.com. When it comes to life insurance, it's nice to get it right. Policygenius.com. Policygenius.com. All right. We love Policy Genius. Thanks for supporting the show. So, folks, I had warned you, gosh, well over a year ago, easily, that the Mueller probe and that the Spygate debacle themselves, this may be a little bit hard to explain, so I'm going to need audience feedback on this one.
All right.
The Spygate debacle was really, and the subsequent Mueller investigation afterwards, Mueller was never investigating Donald Trump. The whole Mueller-Weissman probe was only instigated to cover up the Obama administration and the Democrats spying illegally on Trump.
Okay. All right, we're
or
good.
Illicitly at okay?
Yeah.
That's all the Mueller probe. They were never investigating Trump because you can't investigate Trump for colluding with the Russians when there's not a scintilla of evidence he actually did it. None. It was all debunked. It was based on the fake dossier copy.
Agreed.
So in an effort to cover up what they did, I believe Mueller and his lapdog, Andrew Weissman, the embarrassment of a federal prosecutor who's been involved in so many legal debacles, case debacles, it's amazing, that Weissman and Mueller were targeting people that I believe had information about the depths of the depravity of the Spygate probe in an effort to shut them up. Look at their targets. Mike Flynn, who I believe has been spied on by the Obama administration as far back as 2015, and many others do as well. George Papadopoulos, who was the focus of the whole, you know, mythical, nonsensical, the Russians have dirt on Hillary thing. Papadopoulos, there was Pinchuk, who was targeted. There was also this guy, George Nader. Now, they targeted these people again because I believe these people had devastating information about the depths of how bad the Spygate operation was. And by Mueller and Weissman targeting them, they shut them up. Paul Manafort, Stone, others. They were not targeting them for colluding with the Russians. They were targeting them, arresting them, in some cases prosecuting them and jailing them to shut them up about what they knew about Spygate. Very simple to understand.
Yes, sir.
Now moving on, because one of these key figures I'd warned you about has recently popped up again on the news as recently as today. Devastating story. Daily Wire, Ryan Saavedra. Check this out. I warned you about this guy. Daily Wire, be in the show notes today, Bongino.com/newsletter. Sign up for our newsletter. We'll send you these stories every day. Convicted pedophile used in Mueller investigation, indicted for funneling millions in illegal contributions to Trump? No, to Hillary, the Department of Justice says.
Yeah.
I told you this was coming. I told you this was coming. Remember George Nader?
Yeah, I do.
George Nader. I know you because we only talked about this guy.
We did.
20, 30 times?
Yep.
Mueller was using this guy, Nader, as a witness, an informant in this case. I'm convinced Mueller and Weissman were only using this guy to shut him up while the probe went on. Not about his information about Trump. They needed that, even though it's very suspicious. It's because of his connections to Hillary. I'm going to tie this together for you. So the lead here, Mueller, one of Mueller's key witnesses and informants, George Nader, has now been indicted on some more grotesque charges. You saw the report there. Now, George Nader, who is one of Mueller's informants, cooperated with Mueller and did this. Put up this this Washington Post piece so you understand from a while back what Nader's role was. Here's the piece by Shane Harris, April 19, 2019. Congressional Democrats examined Eric Prince's statement on 2017 Seychelles meeting for possible perjury. Eric Prince, follow me here, who is one of Trump's cabinet secretaries, Betsy DeVos. It's her brother. Hmm. Eric Prince was involved in a meeting in the Seychelles with a Russian. There's nothing illegal about this meeting. Eric Prince was a business guy. But this meeting was meant to be another data point showing, look, Joe, a guy associated with a Trump cabinet member met with Russians. Oh, my gosh, this is really, really bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, who set up that meeting? From the Washington Post piece, this is a screenshot from the piece. Quote, but Mueller found that Prince arranged the meeting in advance with George Nader. Wow. An advisor to the UAE who did business with Dmitriev. We'll get to Dmitriev in a second. Nader had told Prince that the Russians wanted to forge new alliances with the administration and that Dmitriev had asked him for help, Mueller found. So now we have a guy with, now we know, according to Daily Wire, George Nader, we know deep, detailed, potentially illicit dealings with the Clintons, depending on where this case goes, right?
Right, right.
We know he has ties to Clinton people. I'll get to that in a second. Again, trying to set up someone from the Trump orbit, Eric Prince, with a Russian, Kirill Dmitriev. Folks, I'm telling you, this case was a setup from the start. The fingerprints are everywhere. Clinton guy, Nader, is trying to set up a Trump guy with a Russian. Now, Dmitriev runs this thing, this Russian, Kirill Dmitriev, runs the Russian Direct Investment Fund. That's the guy Nader's trying to set up Prince with. Nader, connected to the Clintons. This guy, Kirill Dmitriev, he has some very interesting connections to the Clinton orbit. Check out this Salon.com. Salon, by the way, far left. I've played this record before. But again, the difference with the Bongino Report, we're going to put old news in the Bongino Report that's new again. Here's a piece from Salon by Ben Norton. With Saudi and Russian ties, Clinton machine's tentacles are far-reaching, according to the Panama Papers. Remember the leak of the Panama Papers? Mm. Talked about all these international business dealings. Here's a fascinating snippet from that Salon.com piece. Remember what we're talking about? We're talking about this Russian who this Clinton-connected guy, Nader, is setting up with Eric Prince from the Trump orbit, right? Yeah. Quote from the Salon piece. Moreover, Bill Clinton has garnered enormous fees for speeches in Saudi Arabia, investigative reporter Michael Isikoff points out, including $600,000 for two talks while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Here's the important part. In his report on the Clinton machine's ties to Saudi Arabia, Isikoff also notes that two of the Clinton lobbyist bundlers, Richard Sullivan and David Jones, are principals in a firm that, until late last year, represented the Russian Direct Investment Fund, a sovereign wealth fund co-founded by Vladimir Putin when he was prime minister.
Oh.
Okay. Just so we're clear, again, Nader guy just indicted for these suspicious activities involving the Clintons, as you saw in the Daily Wire. George Nader. Yeah. Mueller uses him as a witness despite being deeply tied to the Clinton orbit. Nader sets up Prince, Eric Prince from the Trump orbit, in a meeting in the Seychelles with a Russian, Dmitriev, who runs an investment fund that was repped by two Clinton bundlers. Nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see here at all. It gets even worse. I'm not even done yet.
No.
This is like Fritz from Shamwell. Wait, there's more. And there's more. It gets even worse. The Russian Direct Investment Fund, managed by the Russian, the Mueller guy connected to the Clintons, is setting up the Trump guy for. The Russian Direct Investment Fund has deep ties to the Skolkovo project. As we can see in this one of many different, RDIF, Skolkovo, and ACE, strengthened cooperation between Singapore and Russia startup ecosystems. These lists go on and on. What is this? Why does that matter? Because Skolkovo is this Russian technology project Hillary Clinton, on the record, asked a bunch of tech companies to get involved with, who donated to the Clinton Foundation. And we found out later, through American military intel, that the Skolkovo project in Russia partnered up with this Russian direct investment fund managed by the Russian involved in this and repped by the Clinton bundlers. Now we find out the Skolkovo project may have been a military project to steal our military technology to use against us, to create things like hypersonic missiles. And Clinton wanted people to go over there and be part of it, Hillary. This is all real. This all happened.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a massive foreign collusion scandal and why they need to shut Nader up now? You may say, okay, so we got this guy tied to the Clintons, Nader, who knows this Russian who runs an investment fund pumping Skolkovo, which Hillary Clinton pumped, which may have stole our military secret, Skolkovo. We know this Russian direct investment fund was being repped by two bundlers, Clinton bundlers. Clearly, we have some relationship to Clinton. We now know he's under indictment for his more suspicious ties to the Clintons, and Mueller used him against Trump? Oh, there's an investigation here, ladies and gentlemen, to Nader. But it's not the one you're thinking. The real investigation should be, was Nader involved in setting up Trump too? Now, in effort number, 468, to shut people up and manage them, look who magically shows up as Nader's lawyer. I want you to check out this AP story from a while ago. Nader, again, more ties to the Clintons, but he's magically used to target Trump. Mueller witness is convicted pedophile with shadowy past, Brad Kapler in AP. Let's go down a little bit. Take a little paragraph from this piece. Catherine Rumler, who previously served as White House counsel to President Barack Obama, is among the lawyers representing George Nader. She declined to answer questions about her client. Ladies and gentlemen, Catherine Rumler was Obama's lawyer in the White House. Google, if you doubt me, Kathy Rumler, Obama fixer. There you go. The handy dandy chart.
Yeah, man.
Which is that Rumler was the fixer for Obama. Lisa Monaco and them and John Carlin, all these people know Kathy Rumler. Kathy Rumler was the fixer with the Secret Service scandal, with the Benghazi scandal, with the IRS scandal. They all know each other, these people. Rumler all of a sudden magically shows up as George Nader's lawyer when Nader has all these suspicious ties to the Clinton space and Russians. He's testifying as an informant against Trump for a collusion scandal that never happened in a suspicious meeting he set up.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Every time. I thought we were done with Nader. But we're never done. It's amazing, though, how all of a sudden Nader now
Yeah.
Is now being indicted again after all of the stuff they needed to suck the blood out of Nader is over.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
You're darn right. Yeah. You were thinking right. Now, all of a sudden, wow, maybe some shady contributions with Nader? Possibly? Let's indict him now. What, was he not cooperating anymore, telling you the stories you needed to hear to target Trump? Mm. His lawyer. Wow, his lawyer. Kathy Rumler all the lawyers in America, all over the world. The one lady, the Obama fixer, shows up to manage George Nader as his attorney? Nah, folks, there's nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. Move along. Again, you're not hearing this anywhere else. All right, final sponsor. And I got to get to Mitt Romney. Just an embarrassment. Can this guy just become a Democrat, please? I got to get to that. More shady shift stuff. And hopefully this thing on Hollywood and the fake Hulk, Mark Ruffalo, who's just another complete dope. We need like a dope segment. Dope. Because there's so many of them out there. Ladies and gentlemen, today's show brought to you by one of my favorite sponsors because I really need them, especially during my weekends when I go and do jujitsu. I love the grappling on the mats, but it gets really hot in here. It's Florida. It's like 80 degrees in December. I come out of here, I get cramps, I hurt. You know what solved my problems? Liquid IV. It's the fastest, most efficient way for you to stay hydrated. It's like turning your body into a water sponge. Trying to drink more water? Well, Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone, with the added bonus of vitamin C, vitamin B, and B12. Listen, they have give back missions too. They feel good and they do good things. Liquid IV has donated 1.5 million Liquid IV sticks to date to places like Haiti, Uganda, Puerto Rico, most recently Nepal. With each purchase you make, Liquid IV donates a serving to someone in need around the world. Liquid IV has helped prevent jet lag for me and headaches when traveling. It's TSA friendly. It's perfect for on-the-go travel. It comes in a little packet. You just dump it in the water. It tastes delicious and it makes your body a sponge for water. It makes you a super effective sponge for water so you can stay adequately hydrated. Keep your skin hydrated. Don't get cramps like I did. Helps to keep your skin hydrated, your brain and everything working right before and after long fights, flights. It's in my case, after long fights too on the weekend. Liquid IV is the fastest growing wellness brand. You can find them everywhere. Costco's and nationwide. It contains 5 essential vitamins. It fuels tough workouts. Like I said, TSA friendly. I love Liquid IV. My family uses it. I know you will too. Right now, my listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use my code Bongino at checkout. Ladies and gentlemen, don't think because it's the winter you don't need it. You run, you work out, you're running around all day, you can get dehydrated just as easily. That's 25% off anything you order at Liquid IV's website. Go to liquidiv.com, enter my promo code Bongino to get your savings and start hydrating like a sponge. Stay hydrated. It's good for your skin, your brain, and your health. LiquidIV.com, promo code Bongino. Don't wait. Properly hydrate today. LiquidIV.com, promo code Bongino. Okay. You know, in the efforts I've been making to keep the Republican on Republican political attacks to a minimum, because I just have to prioritize. And right now, people like Adam Schiff, Nadler, and Pelosi are obviously the biggest threat to our republic because they're throwing the Constitution out the window. I've tried to triage. I only have an hour. And I'm trying not to cover as much awful Republican behavior, not because I'm trying to cover for them at all. It's just in a triage of needs, they're 4 or 5 right now. Having said that, I was done with this guy a long time ago, but I'm really done with him now because he's become a walking, talking ignoramus who has done, he really should exit the Republican Party. I mean that. He's that much of a disaster. Become an independent. Just get out of our party because you're not helping. And that's Mittens Romney, of course, who I'm really having a tough time believing I even voted for this guy. So there's a story up at IJ today, IJ Review. Republican Senator Mitt Romney criticizes Ukraine conspiracy theories. Oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. Here we go again. This guy is a complete, total ignoramus. The senator from Utah, fake Republican, is still insisting that the Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election is a conspiracy theory. Now, Mittens, because I know, I'm not sure you read, or if you do read, if you lie to yourself, I don't know what you're doing. If you seem like a relatively bright guy sometimes, let me help you. Let me coach you through this and we'll do visuals because again, you may need picture books to help you through this. Here is reporting by left-leaning Politico, an article you probably missed or you can't read or you won't read, Mittens, because you're really not that bright. Politico. Ukrainian efforts to sabotage Trump backfire. Kiev officials are scrambling to make amends with the president-elect after quietly working to boost Clinton. 2017 article in Politico, otherwise known as Politico, by Ken Vogel and David Stern. Politico, you may say, why are you citing left-leaning sources? Because the article goes through in intimate detail named players in the Ukrainian government that tried to help Hillary Clinton at the expense of Donald Trump by interfering in the 2016 election. It's a left-leaning outlet, Mittens. Did you miss that? What is wrong with you? Do you even read? You need more visuals?
Yes.
Because our friends at the Daily Caller have done exhaustive investigative reporting. Unlike the Washington Post and the Slimes. Daily Caller piece about Nellie Orr. Nellie Orr, who's already said on the record, who worked for Fusion GPS. Mittens, I know you probably haven't heard of Fusion GPS.
No.
But Fusion GPS was the company Hillary Clinton paid to instigate Spygate on Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Nellie Orr worked for Fusion GPS. Nellie Orr has already stated on the record, right hand up, I swear it's the whole truth, that some of her sources were Ukrainian officials, one of them being a guy named Sergei Lyshenko, who, again, to be fair, denies it. I'm telling you what Orr has said. Nellie Orr, whose husband worked in the Obama administration,
yes,
under oath. Lyshenko denies it, the Ukrainian. Nellie Orr hasn't. Did you miss that, Mittens? You missed that one, too.
So what's your point, Mr. Bongino? And please, call me Willard.
I'm disgusted with this guy is my point.
Oh.
I mean, he just... I know, but I'm... Do you realize the damage this guy does to the cause of freedom, liberty, and accountability by coming out and either being really dumb, which he's not, or advocating on behalf of far-left talking points? Ukrainian intervention in 2016 is a conspiracy theory. Did you tell Politico that? Did you tell the Ukrainians who have an active court case going on about Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election? Did you tell Nellie Orr that, who's already testified under oath? Did you miss this whole thing? Then we have this other total ignoramus on Twitter. Moss, this guy is a joke. I've seen him on cable news humiliating himself. I don't know who gave this guy a law degree, but he should return it immediately. He has this tweet up, Bradley Moss, and he put, this is hysterical. I'm sorry, I don't mean to make it personal, but he's at Brad Moss Esquire. He's got to put the Esquire at the end. Paula, can we change my Twitter feed to at the bunch of MBA? I've got an MBA, folks. I'm more important than you. I'm going to put that up. At Brad Moss Esquire. He has the ESQ at the end, just in case you didn't know. He's a serious lawyer. Well, apparently Brad Moss Esquire, Bradley P. Moss, he has this. He's got to throw the middle. Paula, please, we get off. Daniel J. Bongino, at D. Bongino, MBA. There you go. I want that in there, folks, because I'm super important. Educated. I'm edumacated. You're Joe doing his finest Thurston Howell voice. Right?
You'll do so, well that way.
No. Let me tell you something. Joe does not have an MBA. He's one of the smartest guys I know, okay? Bradley Moss Esquire. So he tweets this embarrassment of a lawyer. He says, news articles talking about how Senator John Kenny, good Republican out there, has been citing journalism reports about the Ukrainian involvement in the 2016 election. Here's this moron. He says, news articles, this is a U.S. senator with access to our nation's most sensitive secrets, and he's relying on news articles as evidence for his conspiracy theories. Bradley Moss, super not bright Esquire, apparently is unaware that the FBI relied on news articles to spy on Donald Trump. He might have missed that one because I'm not sure he can read the FISA warrant or whatever. But this is one of the worst commentators I have ever seen in my life. Esquire, you have to take him really seriously. He's an Esquire. Bradley Moss, ESQ, Esquire. Dan Bongino, MBA. I have an MA too. Let's put Emma Mba, MA MBA. Dan Bongino, Mamaba. Damn it, I'm super smart, folks. Super smart. Did I tell you that? Humble brag. Look at me. I've got a master's and an MBA. I'm going to put... This is the academic, folks. I was in the academic class, so I can insult them. I'm sorry. Listen, not everyone with a degree or an advanced degree is dopey. I'm just telling you, in my experience, dealing in academic circles, some of the dumbest common sense wise people I have ever met in my life, I'm not kidding, are lawyers and people with advanced degrees. I'm sorry, but it's true. Some of the smartest people I met have advanced degrees. One of the smartest guys I know, one of my best friends, is a doctor. He does surgery locally. Brilliant man. But putting sheepskin paper behind your name or Esquire, I'm sorry, does not make you smart.
News articles.
They use news articles, you knucklehead, to spy on the president. Did you miss that? Glenn Simpson cited news articles in his Fusion GPS report to instigate the government to spy on a presidential campaign. This guy, Moss Esquire, was one of the lead Russian collusion hoaxers, too. But don't worry, he's an Esquire. We should take him really seriously. Gosh, the stupidity out there is just legion. All right, enough on that guy. I'm sorry. Paul doesn't like him when I go on too long about these people. We give him enough airtime. Remember, he's an Esquire. Okay, moving on. Schiff, Adam Schiff, coming full circle on the show.
Yes.
Kerry Pickett, I teased this in the beginning. This is a must-read story. Washington Examiner will be up at the show notes today, again, at Bongino.com. If you subscribe to my newsletter, Bongino.com/newsletter, we will get you information on the Bongino Report and all the best stories of the day, including this one. Headline, Schiff hired former colleague of alleged whistleblower, we can't say the name, the day after Trump-Ukraine call. Oh, my gosh. The fake whistleblower. Can't say. This is like the Harry Potter guy. You can't say the name. What was the Harry Potter? That was the he who shall not be named?
Yeah.
So now we find out, incredibly, circling back to the beginning. Now we find out that Adam Schiff, who I demand his phone records, and you should too, has been coordinating, it appears, with people who are on the National Security Council. So there was this guy, Sean Misko, as reported by Kerry Pickett. Sean Misko, who worked on the National Security Council, who on, remember the dates, remember the names, on July 26th, leaves the National Security Council to go work with Adam Schiff. So let me get this straight. You're working in the executive branch for the President of the United States, supposedly as a nonpartisan actor. This guy Misko, a nonpartisan. All of a sudden, you leave July 26th, remember that date, to go work for a man of the opposite party, a devout conspiracy theory partisan hack like Adam Schiff. And he left on July 26th. He worked with the fake whistleblower, by the way. They were colleagues on the National Security Council. The fake whistleblower who got all the information wrong on his blowing the whistle. Why is that important? Because what happened, Joe, on July 25th, the day before? Oh, the Trump call with the Ukrainian president, the fake whistleblower got the details of wrong with the fake quid pro quo on the call that didn't happen. Wow. Nothing to investigate here, folks. We don't need Adam Schiff's phone records. No, no, no. We don't need that. So the day after the phone call, someone supposedly working for the president in the interest of the country's national security leaves to go work for partisan hack Adam Schiff. And suspiciously, he's a colleague of the fake whistleblower. Nothing to see here, folks. Don't worry. You're only watching your republic being dismantled in front of your very eyes. Absolutely incredible. Frustrating. Now, just a quick note before I move on to Mark Ruffalo. I'm shockingly going to get through the content today. Usually I really spend a lot of time on one story. You may say, okay, we've been complaining a lot on the show, and we have been, because we have to highlight what's going on. You may say, well, what do we do? Folks, the answer is obvious. We have got to win this election at the presidential level and give this guy 5 more years. He is obviously an existential threat to the swamp we have now. This was never, I just want to leave you one note of optimism. cleaning out this fetid, stinking swamp of partisan hacks and corruptocrats was never going to happen overnight. We had two terms of Obama, candidly, two terms of Bush, where people embedded themselves in the bureaucracy for their own interests, not yours. You think we were going to clean this mess up overnight? Because I get a lot of emails, oh, voting, my voting doesn't matter. It did matter. You can tell by the vicious response in these fake impeachment hearings now. Obviously, something you did disrupted the equilibrium of the fetid swamp. This is how they're fighting. Did you think they were going to take it lying down? It's a fight. We had prior generations that literally fought. Some of you, this generation, the World War II generation, the Vietnam era, the Civil War, the Revolution, our country was birthed in fire. We got to win. There's no turning back. The 10, 10, and 10 rule. Every month, call 10 friends, make 10 Facebook posts, send 10 emails to people who are likely voters. It's the only way we're going to win this thing. All right, moving on. Another article will be in the show notes today. You know, Hollywood's just pathetic. They make me sick. But this guy is again, one of the, this is like the dope alert. We need an alarm for this one. The dope alert. Dope alert.
Work on it, yeah.
So Mark Ruffalo, story up at PJ Media, be in the show notes today. Clueless Millionaire calls for end of capitalism, says it's killing us, by Tyler O'Neill, PJ Media. This is from earlier in the week, December 1st, 2019. So Mark Ruffalo, the dreadful actor who played the Hulk and ruined one of my favorite comic book characters ever in the Avenger movies. You know this guy? Yeah, clown Ruffalo. He tweeted out that, folks, hold your laughter to the end of this. Capitalism is failing us, killing us, and robbing us of our children's future. Has this guy thought this through? Obviously, now he's not much of a deep thinker, I can tell. He plays make-believe for a living. And listen, I know there are a lot of hardworking actors out there who probably apply their skill, and a lot of conservatives. I was talking to a guy yesterday who's a Hollywood guy who's pretty conservative himself. But, I mean, let's just be honest. You know, you're not military, firefighter, or police people, or teachers. You're actors, okay? You're acting. We love what you do. Great. I mean, I kind of demean myself a lot, saying I talk for it. It's great. I had a job in the Secret Service. Now I talk for it. You're acting, okay? It doesn't entitle you to, like, some perch in the, you know, the totem pole, the high end of the, you know, intellectual series. We're all supposed to take you seriously because you act for them. Listen, some actors can be really smart. Not this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand the history of humankind, literally, not figuratively, has been death, starvation, pillage, plunder, war, short lifespans? The history of humankind has been exactly and precisely that. Until what happened, Joe? This revolutionary idea of economic freedom and liberty, that your hard work, capitalism, the isms, the idea that prices should determine what people can buy or not buy, not a king. The idea that you should be able to own land, not act as a slave to some or indentured servant to some monarch. The idea that you should be free from government interference in your life as long as you don't violate the civil rights of others. The idea that you should be able to work to earn a wage, not be forced to work for a monarch or a dictator. Folks, do you understand, to the younger listeners listening who've been told capitalism is an evil thing, do you understand the history of humankind was the depravity associated with the counterpoints to capitalism? No private property, no freedom to work for a wage, slave labor, servitude. Do you understand disease, pestilence, starvation? That's what came along with that. Life was short, it was brutal, it was ugly, and largely anhedonic, free of pleasure. You live in the greatest time in human history ever to be alive. The poorest people on the socioeconomic scale in America collectively live better than the richest people who lived 200 years ago. That's not true. No, it is. You live longer. You have more access to food. You have more access to free entertainment than even the richest people had 200 years ago because of capitalism. But this bonehead who doesn't have, you know, one millionth of the intelligence of Bruce Banner, who he plays in the movie, is telling capitalism is killing us? Have you thought this through, Ruffalo?
There go the dendrites. The synapse is failing.
They're being pruned right now.
Oh.
The islets of Langerhans. No, the Schwann cells, whatever. They're all being pruned off.
Pruned.
Listening to this stupidity.
Oh, my goodness.
Joseph.
My goodness.
There's an inflection point in human history where life goes from being awful to being bearable to being pretty decent.
Yeah.
That inflection point is economic freedom and capitalism. He must have missed the history lesson on that one. Oh, my gosh. Remember, folks, one final thought on this before I move on to our final story. Capitalism isn't even an ism, okay? In the sense that it's not a belief system. It's capitalism is just a simple series of freedom ideas, liberty-based ideas. It has a few tenets to it. It's very simple. Resources will be determined in their allocation by price. You may say, price? Well, what's the other way to do it? The way it was done throughout human history. The king told you what you had or didn't. And what he wanted, he took. Now you can go buy stuff. You don't need the king's permission. Working for a wage. Well, what do you mean working for a wage? We didn't always work for a wage. No, you worked for the king or the dictator. Give me your food. Give me your wife. Give me your kids. Give me your car, your mules, your horse. I take what I want. I'm the king. Now you can work for a wage. And finally, private property. You may say, that's new. Yes, very new. In human history, the idea of private property was unheard of. The fact that you could own something, a piece of land, and cultivate it, a house, a home, the right to your future. Yeah, that's all new. Thanks to capitalism, freedom, economic liberty. That these kids are indoctrinated by these Hollywood idiots. Go back to acting, dude. Seriously, do your acting thing. Homework and doing reading on economics and basic human history is clearly not your thing. All right, moving on. Last story of the day. You know, again, kind of reflecting back to the Trump-Trudeau clip earlier where this guy, Trump, he's just not taking it. I don't mean to show any disrespect. President Trump's just not, he's not following the script anymore. Because the script is a script for disaster. Article up at Conservative Reviewer, I used to work, by Nate Madden, good friend of mine. Trump campaign won't credential Bloomberg reporters after controversial editorial decision. Good for you. Good. Excellent. Good for you. What happened? Michael Bloomberg is now running for president. Gun confiscator, anti-Second Amendment, anti-freedom advocate Bloomberg with his billions of dollars has decided that his media outlet, Bloomberg, eponymously named, will not be covering himself, Bloomberg, or the Democrat candidates, but they will be covering Trump. Oh, really? Well, you won't be covering Trump on the campaign because you will not be credentialed, which is a brilliant move. Now, let me explain to you. I only put this up because I have some unique insight into this, having been obviously a Secret Service agent in the past, how the press works and why this is. You may think this is some cosmetic move. Trust me, it's not. When you travel around with the president, let's say President Trump is going to whatever, Iowa, and you're on the shift. There are people in the press with pool passes. The pool rotates. It's say 15 to 20 reporters, print photographers. They travel on Air Force One. Those pool photographers and reporters are there the whole day. They travel in the motorcade, and the press agent for the Secret Service will take the pool. None of this is classified. It's security stuff, by the way. And they'll take the pool out. They get to ask the president questions. They'll get pool shots, pool access. Sometimes the president comes back in Air Force One and talks to them. That's like the elite of the elite. When you land in Iowa, there will be other local reporters, whatever, the Iowa Tribune, the Des Moines local paper, they will be given a press pass with not as much access, not even close to the pool. They won't get up close and personal, but they'll be able to photograph the landing, maybe ask a question on the rope line, and we'll credential them to get in there. Make sure they're legitimate press, right? They'll be in the press pen.
Right.
The press pen is a little pen we put up at the airport to let the press get access to good shots, good for their papers. You know, you want the president to be in the paper. They want you to know he's there. So it benefits the White House, too, for press access. Some local reporters will get a PL pass, meaning locals who will get to roll around in Iowa with the pool. A few. How they decide is typically up to the staff. You want to be in the pool because you need to be close. You need to be on Air Force One to ask the question when the president pops back there. You need to be maybe backstage somewhere if he's going to do a quick presser because the pool has access. You want to be one of those guys or women asking that question. The fact that Bloomberg is now going to get likely none of these passes now and not credentialed at all. Good. Good for you. You deserve it. You don't want to cover an election fairly? We're not covering the Democrats because our guy is running. You're not a legitimate press outlet, and you should be treated like Joe Public. The verdict is in. Excellent move. Guilty as charged, Bloomberg. Thank you, President Trump and your staff, for making the absolute right call on this. You want to be treated like Joey Bag of Donuts and Joe Civilian and not a serious journalism outlet? You asked for it, not us. You want to cover your candidate honestly? You want to cover the Democrats too, like actual journalists do? Then you can get an LP or PL pass and operate like the regular press people. Till then, you can sit in the stands and get your tape recorder out and record it off Fox News. Sorry. Too bad. So sad. All right, folks. I'm sorry, but that story really, I felt like I had some unique insight into that, why it's important. That kind of stuff matters. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Again, stay tuned. BonginoReport.com coming very, very soon.
Got them all.
Very soon. Follow us on social media also at Bongino Report on Twitter. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Bongino. Really appreciate it. Thanks again. I will see you all tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show. You can also get Dan's podcasts on iTunes or SoundCloud. And follow Dan on Twitter 24/7 at DBongino.